And what about the, you know, those stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Huh?
Those stiff hairs that a hog has on its back.
We call them bristles, I reckon.
We call them bristles, you know, they raise them up. We call them bristles.
Okay.
I don't want the hair, but well, it's hair, but we call them bristles.
And what about those long teeth?
That tushes.
Okay.
That tushes. The old tushes come out of the mouth, you know, stick out. A big old male one day. But it's a big palmetto bunch. Hot, about 1 o'clock in the day. Hot weather. And I was walking along the woods. Didn't know he was there, but I was walking right close along by. It just happened so that I walked along, put the clothes where he was. And my dog was with me. And she, of course, she knew he was there. She went in there on him. She called him. And called at him. And I don't believe it was. I don't believe it was more than a half a minute before that male cut that dog in two. Cut him in two. Took him right up about the backbone, up here, way around about the top of the back. Just cut him all, just ripped him open all the way. Dog was dead in a few minutes. Cut him in two.
What are you doing him, kill him?
What, the hog? I didn't mess with him.
You want to kill him?
Huh?
You want to kill him?
No, I didn't mess with him. I didn't fool with him.
And the thing that you put the food in for a hog.
Huh?
The thing that you put the food in for a hog.
Trough. Some kind of a trough. We call it a trough.
Mm-hmm. And if you had three or four of them, you say I had three or four?
Well, sometimes we use more than one trough, sometimes one, just don't know how many hogs is he eating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I got a trough out now. I got two hogs out now in the pen. I feed them both in one big tub, big. So about that's so long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feed them in that. But It's iron or steel or something like that, but we'd call it a trough, just our way of calling it, you know, just trough to feed them in, we call it. But, of course, now if you take small pigs, well, they have to have a little something different from that to feed them out, something like something more smaller, more handier to feed them out of.
Mm-hmm.
The trough to made to itself is, I made them, you take lumber and make a little trough to feed peas in. And put it, feed it. Well, I'm satisfied. You've seen hog crawls.
What does it look like?
Yeah.
I picture it like this.
Yes, I'm touching them.
How do you make them yourself?
I made a menu on them. I can make a trough that any kind of a hog can eat out of.
How do you do that?
Take lumber, nail one of them right against the other that way and let it nail it where, when you set it up, it'd be kind of that shape. Well, then you...
It'll be kind of what?
Huh?
Be kind of what?
Be in that shape when you set your trough up. When you get it nailed, it'd be like that. And then you put a piece across each end and that makes your trough. Like that. I made a menu one of them.
You mentioned you used to didn't have to fence in